Welcome to Talk of Ages, where we discuss issues related to seniors and retirement. Today, we're going to be talking about assisted living and memory care. Here's our Executive Director, Edward Burton, and Director of Community Relations, Amber Morse.
Welcome to Talk of Ages. This is Edward Burton and Amber Morse, and today we're going to be talking about downsizing. You know, downsizing can be an emotional challenge for really anyone, but especially for seniors, moving their belongings and enjoying more free time by moving to a smaller place that requires less upkeep. You know, some seniors are very open to the idea of downsizing, but others are not. However, it is the responsibility of the family to sit down with that person and discuss their options when the time arrives. We are very excited to have in the studio today Ms. Lil O'Keefe with Anything But Chaos. So welcome, Lil.
Thank you, Edward. Glad to be here.
And Lil is going to be talking with us and giving us some tips on downsizing and really what all that entails, because it really can entail a lot, can it, Lil?
It sure can. Downsizing is not just a move. It's not just any move. Downsizing is so different than a regular move because 9 times out of 10, we're dealing with people that are seniors or close to seniors or retirees, and they have accumulated so much stuff over 40 or 50 years. And a lot of that stuff is a lot of memorabilia, memories. So it's dealing with not just tangible things, but it's also dealing with people's memories and mental issues or mental things that mean so much to them. So in order to get all of those out of all the nooks and crannies in a house when you're downsizing, that can take a big toll on any human being.
One of the tough things about downsizing in general, especially with someone who has accumulated 20, 30, 40 years of, whether you want to call it junk, nostalgia, memories, or whatever, is that many times they have had family members that, siblings, parents, they have already passed. So many of those things have a direct tie either to that person or to someone who passed away. And so it's very hard to give those things up. It's not just a piece of furniture or a painting or a picture. It's a lot of emotion tied to that, is it not?
Exactly. It truly is. So when someone wants to start downsizing, there are a lot of factors they need to take into consideration. Once they have made a decision with their loved ones that, yes, they need to downsize, or they themselves have made that decision, then they need to put a plan in place. And it's always a strategic plan of logistics, how we go through the process. So I would actually say to them, if someone is considering downsizing, that they should speak to, if they're moving into a retirement community, speak to the marketing director there or the general director there, so that they can give them tips and tricks as well to start the ball rolling. And then speak to a professional like myself, or there's others of us here in Greenville as well, that can help them with the process. And it is a stepping process, and we can make their life so much easier if they follow the process.
Absolutely. And a big part of downsizing is really being organized. And that is something that you are fabulous with.
Thank you.
I have to say, just from personal experience, after I had a baby, my house felt like, you know, Babies R Us for a while. I mean, I really did. I think between myself and grandparents and friends and family, I think I had about 3/4 of the Babies R Us store in my house. And so Lil came over and helped me get organized. And that part of downsizing is really organizing and really choosing those things that have that meaning attached to them, that have those memories attached to them, and going through and saying, well, you know, I don't need 8 portraits, mm-hmm. you know, of this, or I don't need, you know, 22 stuffed animals to remember this. I can do with 1 or 2.
Exactly.
And I know you have a service that actually you go from start to finish. So when somebody comes into Waterstone and says, I'm ready for assisted living, maybe they live in a 3-bedroom house, mm-hmm. and they're downsizing to a 1 or a 2-bedroom apartment like we have, you know, going from a 3-bedroom house to a 1-bedroom apartment, that's a big change. There's a lot of things that need to be done. So how would you go about actually starting that process? Where do you start? What's the very first thing you're going to do?
Okay, so the first thing would be that I would go and have a consultation with the family that's moving. I would do a tour of the house and look at what they have. And that would involve me looking into areas that the normal visitors would not look at, cabinets, closets, even in the attic, basements, garage. So that gives me a total visual as to how much content this house we would have to go through. Now, very often families are able to do a lot of this themselves, or they have family members that can help them through it. Then again, we have others that don't. But if you can have family members involved, then that is great. We would set up a plan of action. And it again, it would depend on the time frame that they have from when they've decided they want to move to the move-in date. So very often we might work backwards. I love leaving them with homework to do. I'm giving them to-do lists. They hate my homework.
You're great at leaving homework.
Okay, you're speaking. And I give nothing but A's, so I expect the highest. But, you know, I will set them little goals. And again, it would depend on their capabilities. Very often it's not easy for them to have family involved because of the dynamics of family. And sometimes it's easier for seniors to deal with a total stranger than having an intimate family member present, because sometimes they go tete-a-tete, head-to-head. So whereas I don't have any sentimental attachment to objects in their homes. But from experience, being in this business 21 years, I can really talk them through, is this worth keeping? Would you like to donate it? Can you give it to a family member now? And give them options, because very often when they're dealing with it themselves, they become brain dead. Oh my God, this was my mother's. This was my great grandmother's. I can't let it go. But it's only a tangible object, you know. So if I can talk them through the process and make their conscience and their minds more at ease, it's okay letting go. Gift it if you can. That's a great way of letting things go. Or just feel how, just assume how much more better you will feel when you give it to someone as a gift and let someone use it.
And Lil, getting that process started has got to be kind of like getting a very slow train moving. But once you get momentum going, do things like list or, you know, if, obviously you lay that out, but list really help with seniors, I think, with giving very
direct
ways to start that process going.
And they love it. And because the first part for them is that, oh my gosh, where am I going to get started? I don't know how to get started. It's like baby steps. So we break it down into minute little steps for them. And then once they get started and they see progress, they see, oh my gosh, I cleared out that cupboard. Oh, this isn't too bad. 9 times out of 10, I will get calls galore or emails or even texts. Some seniors are really into texting, which is great. And they'll say, Lil, I got ahead on this. What's next? So what they need is like a body doubler, and that's what we act as. So we guide them through the process.
And if there aren't family dynamics, you guys will provide probably copies to families so that they can assist in that
very
process
often
as well.
We have family members that live all around the country, even international. So what I normally try to do is link us all up on email so that if there's a few family members involved, we're all hearing the same thing. The correspondence to each is the same. And very often I will get calls from family members if they have certain concerns about family, you know, that they're afraid to address with the mum and dad, or, you know, that they'll ask me behind the scenes, Lil, what can we do to help?
I know one thing that's really important is considering the size of your space. And that's something that you do very well. You actually help with floor planning. You know the floor plans in our building. You probably have them memorized because you've helped quite a few people move in.
Yes.
And so you know what size couch is going to fit and what size TV can hang on the wall and how many paintings will fit on the wall. And that's really important to consider too when you're going through your belongings, because you don't want to keep the, you know, triple sectional double recliner that isn't going to fit. You know, you want to be able to keep things that are going to fit well and look really beautiful in the space. And you help with designing those spaces.
Yes, practicality and functionality are top. So what I normally kind of, when I'm first interviewing with a client, is I'd say, tell me what's most precious to you. And especially in seniors, when they're going into a retirement community, what I want to give them is the comfort they need, the practicality of furniture, taking into consideration if they have a walker, if they have a wheelchair, if they have special needs in mobility and things like that. So they're my focal, what I look at first. And then I sit with them and say, what do you love to sit in? What makes you comfortable? And then we're looking at aesthetics as well. What pictures are most important to you? You know, we look at their clothes. What will you need hanging space for your clothes? What do you put in drawers? You know, we look at everything, to what they'll have on their kitchen counter.
Definitely. That's a huge help for folks. So we're going to take a short break now. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about how to move into an assisted living and the steps that you need to take in order to successfully move into a new assisted living or memory care community. All right. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us for our second segment of here on Talk of Ages. And we're happy to have Lil O'Keefe here from Anything But Chaos talking about moving and downsizing. So, you know, in our previous segment, we talked a little bit about how to begin the thoughts of downsizing and some of the things you need to do. So when you've started that, you've chosen your assisted living, say you've, you know, chosen a premium one bedroom apartment at Waterstone, talk to us about really the details and the steps involved in going from, yes, I've made this decision. Yes, you know, we've gone through, we've cleaned out some of the clutter. What's your next step? How do you actually get the move accomplished?
Okay, so what I would normally do at this stage, once they have all their decisions made, knowing where they're moving into, I would acquire a floor plan of the apartment they're moving into, and I would go and sit with them. At that stage, I would have gone and done my own measurement as well, because sometimes there's always a little nook and cranny that we could fit something that someone may not think would fit there. And then I would sit down with the new residents and I would say, okay, this is our floor plan. Show me now exactly what you truly love and would love to bring with us. And at that stage, I would measure all their furniture, and 9 times out of 10, we would even come up with more stuff that we could get in there that, again, would be practical for them. Once we have chosen all the furniture, then I would look at, in the meantime, there's other stuff going on in the background. Like, I would be helping them create list of all the services they'd have to cancel and readdress, change of address with banks and medical records. So there's a lot of other little things going on in the background. I would be coordinating with the movers if there's special moving that needs for certain furniture, like crating and things like that. Excuse me. I would also look at that. So we would look at every aspect of what's needed on that move.
Lil, so many times when these moves happen, so many times you may not have a month or two to make that planning. Sometimes there may be an accident that happened, or a fracture or a break in someone's body that yes. really causes an immediate move. So sometimes you can't do all of that downsizing at once. So do exactly. you sometimes do it in segments? Do you store things sometimes? And they may just really have that much stuff that you can't completely declutter. But talk to us a little bit about those emergent situations that come up that you may not have all that planning time.
Great. I'm glad you brought that up, because very often we are faced with that. And then we get into, we call it emergency or disaster mode, and we can deal with it. Where there's a will, there's a way. Okay, so what we look at what's essential first and foremost, and it's always the well-being of the client. Okay, so in that case, because of being in this business for years, we have built up loads of resources. So I have a lot of credits out there that I can pull on movers and contractors. And where there's a will, as I say, we will get it done. So very often we will just concentrate on getting the client in so that they are secure and in a good environment. And then afterwards we backtrack and we will work on the house and decluttering. And it's constant communication with the clients and their family. Or very often we do virtual, so I am bringing photographs to them, we're doing FaceTime, and we're just doing it with them not being there, but it can still be done. And the biggest thing with seniors is that they have to get a good chemistry with the professionals that are helping with them, because very often, you know, they fear that someone is going to take advantage of them. So with the community that they're moving into and going on that community's recommendation, they can be assured that the community is not building them or associating them with people they themselves wouldn't trust. And trust is a big thing with the seniors.
Absolutely. That's huge. I know last week we talked with the Better Business Bureau about scams and about needing to be able to protect yourself from those scams. So I know you're a licensed business and you carry all of that, mm-hmm. You know, liability insurance and that. That's very important. So it is important to build trust with folks. It is important to have a good relationship, a good working relationship with the community that you're working with and with the seniors. So Without a doubt. I'm glad you brought that up. That's very important. So somebody has moved in to our community. They have their furniture laid out. They have everything done. Now they have a home and they have probably 70% of their furniture left at their home. What happens with that furniture and what happens in that situation? Say they decide they need to sell the home and it's time. They've decided they're going to stay at Waterstone forever because they love it so much. What happens with all of their belongings and things at home? How do you deal with that?
Okay, so we could have a few different scenarios. So let's take this scenario. Mom and dad have moved into a retirement community and now kids, they do have kids, but the kids don't want anything. Then again, if the kids want something, we can make an inventory of the home. We can send pictures to the kids. If they put their names on things, we will arrange to have it shipped to wherever they are. If the kids don't want anything, we can help with the liquidation of their furniture, be it they want to consign it, they want to have an auction, they want to donate it. Again, a lot of people, seniors, have charities that they love. So we would actually arrange to have it brought to the charities, given an inventory, so that they can get tax donation receipts. And then once the house is cleared out, we will arrange to have it cleaned and ready for sale. If it's a case that the house needs to go on the market, we will stage the house for them for a quicker sale as well.
That is huge. I know staging the house can help when you're selling a home, really increase the desirability of that home, increase the desirable sale price, maybe, of the home.
Without a doubt. And a lot of senior folks, they don't realize that what's good for one person isn't always good for everyone. And because you think your home is beautiful with all the trinkets and, you know, the little memorabilia that you have, potential buyers are not interested in those. They are interested in the space that they can see potential of bringing in their own lovable things and furniture. So very often I would highly recommend that decluttering and downsizing happens even before the home is sold, which is, again, being proactive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, nowadays, one of the delays in folks moving into any community, including Waterstone, is I haven't sold my house yet. And just what you were talking about is a great example of the sellability of the home. If there's been 20, 30, 40 years of your memorabilia and things that have built up, that may not be the best stage for a younger buyer or a potential buyer that wants that home to just see it in its raw element without all that stuff in there. And that staging that you do a lot of times cannot happen when the person's in there.
No, they can't. And when we stage a home, everything we do is multitasking. So when we go for our initial consultation, we'll say, okay, we're not just downsizing you, but we are things that you no longer want, we're getting ready to sell, or things that we know you want to bring with you, we're packing those on the spot. So things that are being discarded. So at one time, we can be doing 3 or 4 different tasks. The owner doesn't realize it's happening, but it's happening because you're relying on a professional that knows their job and they are capable of doing that. Whereas seniors, really, they're limited to doing one task at a time. So the time that they would spend on it doing one thing, we could have 3 or 4 things done at the same time, therefore being cost effective and saving them a lot of time and money.
So Lil, that's some great information. And I think that really lays a great framework for decluttering, downsizing, moving. But let's take the last part of the show and talk about the big day. Let's talk about the move. Okay. And what that entails, and be it for the client, for the family. Let's talk a little bit about that and how you, with anything but chaos, gets that done.
Okay, the day, the big move, that's always the exciting day.
Right.
Because then all the work has been done before that. And I normally set them up with, this is what your expectations are on the day. And at that stage, they would have their runaway bag ready. A runaway bag to me is everything they need essential to keep them going for 24 to 48 hours. They'd have all their medicines, their crown jewels in the bag, anything they need while we're finishing off the move. Then we normally try to keep members in their home till the very day of the move. So their first night would be the very next day after they slept in their home. So we do a full transition in one day. So we have the movers there. Mom and dad are normally taken care of by the family. If the family aren't there, the community is always more than happy to help them, take them out to lunch or have them meet new residents and things like that. We like them to kind of be out of the way so that we can get the job done fast.
You know, it's funny that you say that. That's one of the things that we do, I think, very well at Waterstone is integrating new residents to their community and introducing them people. And a lot of times, Amber, we'll start with a meal so that not only do they feel comfortable, but they're meeting a lot of new people as well.
Absolutely. A lot of times when families come and they bring mom or dad, we say, hey, why don't you and mom and dad come and sit down, have lunch, meet some new folks. And that really gives you guys a good couple hours to be able to get in there and move furniture. And, you know, a lot of times that's all you need. I know we've done all of our paperwork ahead of time. We try to get all that done and out of the way ahead of time so that when they come to the day of the move, you guys know what everything is done because you've planned ahead. You've done that floor plan. You've downsized. You've picked the things that are coming and you guys get in there and you just put things where they need to go.
We do.
And by the time lunch is over, they come back into their apartment.
It's ready. And the bed's dressed and the lamps are on. And 9 times out of 10, we have pictures hung and everything. So we want the first impression to be a great impression for mom or dad or both. So that when they walk in, they're looking at, oh my God, I'm walking from my own home into my new home. And it looks just so inviting. And this is where I want to be. And they're so happy. That first impression can make or break it. It
makes a big difference. And I know you guys go as far as unpacking the coffee mugs.
Oh, yes.
I mean, down to the last coffee mug. You putting unpack it, you organize their closets.
Yes. Their toothbrush in their cup. Yes, everything.
And being organized is key when you're moving into a space like that. How do you make sure that they're organized in a way that is going to make it easy for them to find things? Do you look at how they were organized in their previous home or do you instill a new system? How do you work that?
We do. We simplify for them and then it's easy for them to pick up what we have implemented. And very often, especially if mom or dad have dementia or any other mental diseases, we will put stickers on different drawers and cabinets so that they can get used to the new norm. So it works. It truly works. They just have to have faith in the system.
So Lil, this has been a wonderful show. I mean, this has given a lot of great information.
Absolutely.
For our listeners. And of course, I'd be remiss without asking you, how can folks get in touch with you to get some more information about your company?
Folks can call Anything But Chaos Professionals on 864-320-9785 or go to our website, www.anythingbutchaos.com.
Very nice. Very nice.
Thank
Definitely.
You so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Lil, so much for coming.
This was great.
And sharing with our folks how you can be organized, how you can make a successful move into an assisted living community or a memory care community. That's so important. We've really appreciated. Thank you, Edward, for coming out and joining me.
Always.
Thank you so much.
Always. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you later.
You've been listening to Talk of Ages. For more information on Waterstone on Augusta, visit our website, waterstoneonaugusta.com, or call us 864-605-7236. We invite you to join us again next Sunday at the same time for Talk of Ages.